lo kosher midi. The minat Torah ain't nikra kasher. Kasher recha vanivola. The kach any yot for the chomot. Chomot of the tzitzis is a raisa. Aber rabbanon gaz yivol b'shabes shalom lasoso. The kids is either they say that it is something in the Mordechai, or no, it's a vale also b'shabes with rabbanon, and it's a vale no good. It's not a kasher on the level of the raisa in ilchus tzitzis. Okay? This is the basis for the Taz and the Logan Avram and the Mishnah Berurah. All say something which on its face is somewhat improbable. The Mishnah Berurah has a... The kids is either with something in the Mordechai, or no, it's a valet also with Shabbos with Rabbanon, and it's a valet no good on, it's not a kesher on the level of Doraisa in Ilchus Tzitzis. Okay? This is the basis for the Taz and the Logan Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, who all say something which on its face is somewhat improbable. The Mishnah Berurah has a phrase, open up please, the Siman Shin Yud Zayin Sif Hei. Actually, the Rambam has a phrase here which is very, very direct. Shin Yud Zayin Sif Hei, Aniva Mutter, Dilav Kesher. Okay, the Machaber is very blunt. Aniva is not a Kesher. Mutter, not Potter, Mutter. Says Rambam, Vafilu im osa Kesher Echad Lamato, Noagin Bo Heter. Who said so? The Ogur. Now, just looking at the Ogur, just looking at the Rambam, what impression do you get? Heter Gamur. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chafes. Chasav Achronim. Oh, the Noagim Heter B'Kesher Echad Lamato. Hainu Daf She'asa L'Hater Bo B'Yom. Shudai De'aniva Al Gavei Kesher Adayin Eino Nikro Masa Uma. Aval and Hila Kayama Al Ezez Man. Go Belula V'Chayote Bo. Osu Lasos Kesher Lamato El Aniva Bilvat. Who says this? Taz, Mogan Avram, Ushari Avram. Got to admit, Lush the Ramah, it's not there. You found in the Mordechai, yes, but in the Ramah, it's not there. Not only is it not there, but if you look at the Ogur, who's the source of the Mordechai, he sounds like he's not there for longer than one day. For longer than one day. Longer than a day. It's not there for up to a week or even more. So here in this beautiful Sefer, Barechas HaShabbos, he talks about this as well. It's a very nice Sefer. He says, first he quotes the Gro. The Gro writes one word. Kanal Sifal. The Gro, you know, writes in the Rebbezin. Kanal Sifal. What might it mean, Kanal Sifal? What's Kanal? What's in Sifal? What's there? Well, the one thing is there. The one thing that's there in Sif Aleph is that which it says at the end in the Ramah Sif Aleph that Kesherecha is nothing. The Ramah said at the end of Sif Aleph that you need Shnei Ksharim, Zeh Al Gavei Zeh, to be something of significance. But Kesher Echad is nothing, unless Rosh Achut, as we spoke about a minute ago, it's treated like Shnei Ksharim. Oh, the Vilin Shnei Ksharim, you need Shnei Ksharim. Less than Shnei Ksharim is zero. So the Gro is saying one word, Kanal Sefal, you get an impression that it's Hefter Gomor. There's nothing to talk about. I don't care how long you leave it in there. Doesn't matter whatsoever. That's how you sip away reading the Ramah. Indeed, he quotes the Levush, who said it's with the forever. Feel the most of Kesherecha, the Matha, Mutta, Lassa, the Lord, I love Aniva, she is Kaye. Okay, no, that's Pshat. Levush is the Rabbah's Talmud. And that's the Rabbah's to say. Pashat is Mutta, even beyond that. The Ogre himself is Matarid. When it's meant for 7 days, the Gamba Keshel, the Shiva Yomim Hitir, the Keshel Tachav. I don't know if it's only seven, or could be even more than seven. Then he quotes a Rosh in the Sefer of Yavamis, Paragibay Simon Yadalit, that Aniva is not considered to be a Kesher of Shabbos, and it was Chalitza, a whole discussion. Said in Pashtus and Aniva, even on top of a Kesher, is nothing in the Shabbos. The Ritman Arab, I just read, says that Aniva Mahudekis is Muteris, not a Kesher Klal. What's on Aniva Mahudekis? Even with that, because Pashas, and Eva Gabe Kesher. And he goes back to our host, and that's Kufi Alf and Beis, who was matched by a Kesher and even Mahuda. And he assumes Mahuda means Al Gabe Kesher. Assumption. And he quotes, and the same from Rebel Yashiv Shalita. Yes, Rebel Yashiv Shalita, what do you do with the Glila? What do you do with the Glila? It's a big problem. You know, this whole story, the Galila, lasts for a few days, it's not taken out in one day. Nimsi, that's our Grishal Yashiv Shlita. Lahati Liksha Akesh of the Torah, Galila Sefer Torah, Acham Mincha. The Meikar Adin, Ain Kesher Vaniva Al Gavim Choshev Kesher Klav. Boom. Choshev Kesher Amor, that's the Gros seems to say. Ratimach, the Machmarina, Gedas, Atazim, Omer Haram. Again, one of those things. It's a chumra bi'alva. The bichosh has not gone wrong. So the Galila Sefer Torah is the same Sefer Torah used for Shabbos and Monday and Thursday, less than 3 days, and he's not the lahok. So mitzvah, tibbut, etc. You see, he's also seems to be passing mikra adin, like this view over which was attributed to the gra against the Taz Mogan of Mishabura, which really didn't mention this possibility. Okay. So this is the one to bring it to your attention. Final piece, which I'm not going to talk about today, I'll give you some homework, is the last page of the Sefer. It's fantastic. The last page, I don't know if you can read it from where you are, is just I'm sure Jeff can figure out for us. He gives you a demonstration, how do you tie a necktie? Are you all wearing on Shabbos? And he has three different ways of doing it. Two are okay, one is not okay, and I want to talk about that. But I think you need some homework first. So he also has a picture. I mean, Rebbe has his picture, and he has his picture. I think the Shabbos, what's it called? Shabbos home has pictures or something. I love it about tie neckties. So let's postpone that. You do your due diligence, do your homework. Look up here at the back page. Look up in the Rabbi Ribbiat Sefer and Rabbi Cohen Sefer, the Shabbos home. Any others from? Don't I have pictures of neckties? I imagine the Hasidic Rebbe won't have it. But, Yeshivish is where they wear neckties on Shabbos, so it's a very important Israeli to make that necktie on Shabbos. The Meiser. So I'm going to hold off to give you a chance to. I'm trying to Ryan to bring a tie to shoot them off. I'll tie it the eye, tie a tie, and I'll have every half of the child. You tie a tie. At least three ways. There must be at least three ways. So on both sides, tomorrow we'll talk about that. I don't want to do the inappropriate talk about it before you to do your homework. And if you go home tonight to the bunk, take out a tie, and look in the mirror and start tying in this way, and then figure out what's going on, okay? Then we'll try to make some sense out of this whole thing. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So we'll leave that over for tomorrow, she'll do that. Now we go back to the general matter of Halacha Miskayemes, which we were talking about, if you recall, on Friday. And we had seen the two a few times already, the Hagos Mordechai in Tov Nun Zayin, we talked about this at some length. At some length. We already mentioned that the distinction between Kofar and Kosher, we thought, was based upon the sort of the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, Baruch HaFayin Shem Zatzal, and the Gris Moshe, that Tofer is something which is made into one, in effect. Made into one, and even only for a short period of time, it would be even higher. This is the Lashon of the Hagos Mordechai, and Elo Matzil Shum Chiluk between the two of them. That's what he suggests. This leads us to a realize that I'm probably left with somewhere else.
a little late.
We left off in the middle of the Bir Halacha, Shin Mem Sif Yudal. That's what we left off. Shin Mem Sif Yudal is trying to prove conclusively that the Yochayim and Korea, even if it's Shalom, Manas Litvar, as long as Manas is talking. Remember that? Because it was foolish in the Gemara Kufayim and Beis with respect to what? Korea Al Meso. And Korea Bachamasa, not quite Bachamasa, but Lemirme Aimsa Inche Basic to drink it all. The kitchen is here. The way the kids was a little. Doesn't mean she really got angry at the show. She really got angry at the tomorrow was quoted on the Shabbos. Call out Koes. He loved whatever it is up. No, she was in Yana. That was in Main Yana. A quotation. But if you put it on a show, I grew up, my father would, have to discipline us. And I remember he had a refrain. And the refrain was, because, I don't think you probably remember this, right? You read about it in the Tom Sawyer books or something, I don't know, that the way to discipline a child is to take off your belt and, whack the kid. No, you never heard of this thing before? You heard of it. You heard read about it in some old ancient hieroglyphics that they used to do the thing. But I remember seeing it. Yes, I saw my own eyes. So, my father's refrain would be, he said, I'll take off my belt. He never took off. I don't know if I even once. I'll take off my belt. That was the... So, I can imagine that someone who wants a show, he's going to, that's a Gemara on Shabbos, it's Kufe. Like, he's tough, and he's going to, so he takes a garment, and he rips it to show how angry he not Khalil really didn't really lose it. Not really a chas shalvi about Tashkas and whatever those are. He's showing how he's a really tough disciplinary it is. Oh, so he rips some kind of a handkerchief or he rips the pocket. I want to show how tough I am. I don't think I'm going to rip this. It's so hard to rip this. I'll rip this. And the kids are just looking. Daddy means business. Something like that. But that's the, my kids never fell for this. But as the Gemara says, if you rip the clothes, that's Yechayev. Yechayev. So the question becomes, how can anyone think that you have to rip a garment of Manas Litvar in order to be Chayev? It's an impossibility. It gets to the Fush of Gemara. So the Kivegas Kash against Tosis. Kivegas Kash against Tosis. A tremendous Kash. Tremendous, tremendous Kash. Would you ask? Am I have a tariff for that Kash? Can you tell us that cash? Such a truth, such a strong cash. So it comes out, if the Olaf is correct, as I mentioned on Friday, I guess in the nick of time, that you have to make sure there's enough toilet paper before Shabbos, because according to this, the Bir Halacha in effect passes, where Shabbos passes based upon the Bir Halacha. If someone ripped toilet paper on Shabbos, that would be a piece of Midaraisa. He has no intention of doing inferior to it. But as long as it's a kshir, which is a tikkun, that itself might be considered something which is chayim. So ora, the mamash stuck. The mamash stuck. There seems to be no way out of it. I'm a foolish gemara. I'm a foolish gemara. Is there a way out? No one knows the way out. There a way out? Yeah. That's the Nishmas Odom. That's on the Mount of that's quoted by the Bialoha. Nishmas Odom says, the Bialoha quotes it, so this very Shaila will depend on the Machlokas HaTanoim. The Machlokas HaTanoim. If Malokas Shena Tzricha Leguf Meschayov, so then you'd be Chayim. If Malokas Shena Tzricha Leguf is Potter, then you're Potter. We pass him Potter, it's Potter. The Rambam sounds like he says Yechayim, because the Rambam, when he's talking about Korea, says, in the case where you're Mekalkel, true, the Rambam begins by saying, Korea Manas Litvar Shtei Tfiris. You saw Tosis, it's for the Shir Shtei Tfiris, you can't even draw anything conclusive from that quotation. But on the flip side, when the Rambam says, for your potter, why your potter? Because you're Mekalkel. You get an impression from the Rambam that you have a Korea Manas Litake, you're going to be Chayim in any and all cases. So the Rambam passes, as you probably know, Tamalocha shen atzricho legufas chayim. It's kemal adas yochid. In pasuk of Yehuda, it's a machlokas from Shimon, it's a machlokas atanoim. Because we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Shem Tazayin with respect to Tzeda and other places, we pass in Malacha Shem Tzvichu Luguf as Potter Avalah, so it's also only also Potter Avalah. So it should emerge as the Nishmas Adam, for us as Korea, Shaloah, Manas Lippur, should be only Potter Avalah. What's the love that's over here? That in the Mishkan, you look at this, remember so saw the Gemara earlier in the Fayanet? In the Mishkan, what was the case of Korea? If there was a little hole in the curtain, perhaps made by a worm, whatever it is, and you want to fix it up, so how do you do it? You have to rip further, you rip more, and you rip more to be able to sew it up. That's the kind of thing about sewing too, Jeff? A little bit. Who knows how to sew in this room? Huh? Wow! Oh, look at this! There are more sewers than filling the texture makers. Okay. Well, not too many. But anyway, so apparently when something rips, it's often necessary to rip further in order to be able to sew the whole thing up and then I guess a neat seam or something. I don't claim any knowledge of these matters. So that's the Gemara speaks about in the Sefer Shabbos. Oh. So that's the Tzorach in the Mishkan. So in the case of the Mishkan, there was presumably a Kriya with the intention to ultimately sew it up. So the Mishnah doesn't make logical sense. If you know what the Melacha Shein Atzricho Leguf, you don't need the same guf, the same purpose that they needed in the Mishkan. For the Mishkan, they needed to sew it up. So therefore, if you're only going to be Shimon, you're only going to have to sew it up. According to Yehuda, Melacha Shein Atzricho Leguf, but you don't need the same that they needed in the Mishkan. You're chayim anyway. So you shouldn't have to sew it up. As long as it's a tikkun, it's going to, you shouldn't be chayim. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Rambam says you're chayim avada. He passed the Rabbi Yehuda. Passed the Rabbi Yehuda. So he has a taina against the Mechaber. The Mechaber says over here in Shin Mem Sif Yudal. What did he say? I'm a farek, the Yor is the Vukim. V'lo neskav in the Kalkim, but what? I read it to us Korea. V'chayov. Why you say? You Maran, you Rav Chara, you Rav Chara. You passed the early in Shin Tazayin. The Melocha Shein Tzvil Lugup is Potter. The Melacha Shein Tzvichu Leguf is Potter Etz in Nishmas Adam. They're also to Nei Tzvichu Legufo. That's what the Nishmas Adam says. Not bad. Comes the Bi'ur Lachas is absolutely incorrect. Absolutely and totally wrong. Wrong. How did he prove it wrong? Well, he quotes a few sources. One of them is a Tosis in the Kufayim and Beis. Seems to say that the sugya there is going to Rabbi Yehuda, who Rakam Shimon, Melacha Shein Atzricho Leguf of Potter, and nonetheless, even the Rav Shimon, the Melacha Shein Atzricho Leguf is Potter, nonetheless, the Korea Al Meso, the Korea Bechamoso means the Mir Me Emso Anshe Meso, would in fact be Chayov. Below the Hirali Devar of Klal, of the Nishmasot. The Torah says Korea Meisti Day. It's considered Tzricha Legufa. So the whole Korea Amanas attacking. So every case is going to be called Tzricha Legufa. And even those who say it ain't Tzricha Legufa, that's only Torah. Mitzvah, he says, any other tikkun at all, such as the Farak Niyaras, the Eat Niyardak, etc., is considered to be Tzricha Legufa. Why is Korea become also potter? Because he's not attacking anything. He rejects the Nishmas Adam. He rejects him. He passes him klar. Yechai no matter what. Any tikkun, yechai. What's bothering him? Only one thing bothers him. Yechai chometz chaim. Everything's fine and dandy. One thing bothers him. That's the Rashi and Shabbos Menches. Hosea Beis HaTzavor, which Rashi says, Yechai B'Shemach B'Patish. Why didn't he say, Korea Manas attacking? What's this called, Hosea Beis HaTzavor? I'll give you an example. I have my tzitzis. So apparently, they used to make originally, they weren't so sophisticated. They make just a rectangle. Prophet not Danish. There we go. There we go. Okay. Hang on up. So I rip open the middle and I make a pesach based on tzara for my neck. Oh, that's chayav. Says Rashi, back to the passage. Why a Torah? True. It's not a Korea Amanas Take. Sure not. Excuse me, I'm not Litva. Sure not. But it's Amanas Take until I could get my head in. Now I can wear the tzitzis. Hey, why the Chayim from Korea? Zom, the Bialocha fascinating is so. Listen carefully. Rashi holds like this. The Lo Shayach Shen Korea Kimshu Mekalkel V'Esa Pu'ulo Elo Shu Mechaven V'Shul Eze Tikun Uke'en Shem Mishkan Shiria Shanafla Badarna Korin Baba Tofen Osa Shakriya Mekalkela Sesayiria V'Yose Elo Shal Yedei Zer Yucha Hakach L'Tofro Who bichlal ze korea bechamoso mealmeso? Also, da kriya bekalkelas habeget elishenizbav tikun ayudei ze. This kriya is basically defined as a negative malacha. It's a malachas kilkul. Fascinating definition. Korea is one of the 39 malachas. It's always negative, destructive. Except the kabbal is potter. It has to be a funny case. We are doing something which intrinsically seems destructive, but at the end of the day, it's going to be constructive. In the Mishkan, you're ripping it. What are you doing? You're ripping a curtain. What are you doing? But you understand, there's a hole from the worm. I have to rip it more so I can sew it up better later on. What are you ripping for? Oh, I have to make it still fear into my children. Whoa. Right? So some of the Nebuchadnezzar's, a veil is ripped because it's destructive. You're destroying the garment. The possible saying is, you rip a garment out of a clear window for the energy of a baltashkis. It's destructive. But it's for the purpose of demonstrating our veil, that there's halacha requires. But it's fundamentally destructive. Then you can look at this now. La kuki reposea face at Zavar Bishavis, the mashvile mona bigmar ze, ayadea psycho gupo, ein chal alze shame korea klal. Because this ripping, from the very first moment, is constructed. Taking a piece of rectangular material, which there's no function, and by ripping a hole in the middle, you keep having a place for your head, for your neck. Now it's going to be used as an armor compass. The chayav alzeh mishum shein acher, tanish maka v'patish, shoshar b'chol g'mar malocha. That's what he said, maka v'patish. Fascinating. Wow. Remarkable Kiddush, Rabbosai. What do you do with an offer of Tosis and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis? This is the Kivegeres, the Kasha. Yesh Litchos, says the Bria Locha. Catch this now. The Shigra the Lishnu Betosis. Shigra delishna means it didn't really mean anything. Yay! Threw on us some verbiage. The kavanasim who lichshe ain tzarach le'etzim ain shem kol terlov lechiu they know some tikkun b'davar anikta gufa the dunya the korea the beinon catch this now amanas litvor oh the take do the dunya the litvor. That's what the word in Tosfos mean. It's really, we have tremendous Amunas Chachamim in the Helga Mishnah Brura. My Amunas Chachamim in the Mishnah Brura is not shy. But this is strange. This is what Tosfos means. Shigur the Lishna? Really difficult to accept. It really is. Look, on the other hand, you have Raya's Brewers from the Gemara Kofi. What do you do with Raya's? So, well, I'm going to say by the bell. So, Bit Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to answer this very, very difficult question. That's the rabbi's answer. Thank you. some of you saw the pictures in the state of my rest of the Shabbos. Beautiful, gorgeous pictures about a fire, next time. Now, I have to confess, you have to have three different people come and make the fire three different ways. Most of the people only know how to make the fire one way. Is that correct? Is that a good assumption? You make it the way you naturally make it. You don't think where someone else makes it. That's very much to make it the way I make it. Okay? We need really a video of this, but alright. Watch. Now we need two other ways. I need two volunteers for the two other ways. I can't think about it. When you think about it too much, you can't do it. You just got to do it without thinking. Watch. Go like this. Windsor, right? Double Windsor is called? Double Windsor. Voila. Okay. Round of applause. Here's the talk. So this double Windsor knot, according to the, I found Shnei Neviim Misaf Misnab and Misignon Echad Mamish. This is Kamad verbatim. The Marechas on Shabbos and the Shabbos home. They say Kamad the same thing. So the Shabbos home doesn't discuss single Windsors and double Windsors. I'll have someone else put the single Windsor in a second. They claim that this is nothing. It's nothing. Mamish, nothing with nothing. That it's really nothing. But why is it nothing? I made so many moves. One, two, three, four. It's all garnish. It's an aniva. It's a slip knot. That's all it is. It's nothing. Nothing. Oh, Ryan, they claim. I'll see if it really works. And they pull out the short end. I'll pull this out. And this is garnish. It'll come apart like this. Oh, it came out. That's a big claim. Now, who knows how to make a single Windsor? Oh, you should make time. Good. Make a single Windsor. Baruch Hashem. Now, there's another way. I don't know what the other way is called. A non-Windsor, what's it called? Half. Half Windsor is called the other one? That's the one that needs to
Dawson? No. That's what he's.
Oh, you do the one saucer? Yeah. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now, Shabbos. Shabbos. Sure. Hold on. You know, it's amazing. That's, yeah, watch. Okay. Okay, come sit. Stand there. Are you on deck? Whoa. Okay, we all the line. Watch. I can't. Everyone look what he's doing. I can't. I'm giving you their svaras. It's really hard to know these things. The Gemara doesn't have these things. They don't have these things. It's not a Gemara. Okay? Let's analyze. So the double Windsor, both these svaras say it's like this. They say it's like this. It's like this. At most, they claim at most, it's an Anib al-Gabe Kesha. At most. But they suggest both of them, it's even better than the al-Gabe Kesha. Yiva Gabi Kesher, according to the meaning of the Mishnah Brura, based on the Mother Nagrom and the Taz, it's only mutter if it's going to be less than 24 hours. So let's say I want a time, it's not Shabbos morning, and I'm going to keep for Shabbos, and Sunday I have to have a wedding, and Monday I have a bar mitzvah, and it's a nice tie, I'm going to wear it to all the Sheva brothers, I'll wear it for the whole Yeshivish, I'll wear it for the whole week, right? So therefore, if it's a Yiva Gabi Kesher, so then it's a problem. So he writes a little bit tentatively, the Marechas HaShabbos, that Shabbos HaMaitz is the force. What kind of Anib? It's not an Anib HaGabi Kesher. Why not? It's the locus they both use. Again, I'm fair with this thing. Anib HaGabi Kesher, it's the role of the Anib to tighten the Kesher. You tie a shoe, and you tie an Anib, which is the role of to tighten that Kesher to keep it in place. So it tightens it, it's a Haduk, and that explains why it's also at least for more than 24 hours. But over here they say, what are you doing? This is the lashon that they're using. Adirav. You pull in, again, I'm talking to them to say what these things mean, although I did it myself, but I don't know, I don't think what I do, I just do it. They say the second action that you're doing is pulling the other side of the kesher, the other direction. And if anything, it undoes the knot. It makes it less tight. And it makes a vacuum, if you will. Not this one. I should bring an extra one. It's going to be hard to do this again. Whatever, we'll do it on our heads, that you go like this, and then you sort of, the second move makes it possible, have a kind of a slip now where you can put your head in. And as we do with the Yeshiva Shavelt, you put it down in the night, and put it on in the morning, and down at night, and then there's no problem, it's to slide up and back. You're not tightening the first. A knot doesn't move, Rabosa. A real knot doesn't, you can't move this. It can't go left, can't go right, can't go anywhere with this thing. But you have a tie, the wind's a knot. What you can do is you can allow yourself to pull it, go up and down. So to the contrary, I'll read you the lashon of the Shabbos home. Page 221. He quotes him Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Lukos, that Anib HaGabi Kesher. He doesn't understand. What do you mean Anib HaGabi Kesher? The reason for Anib HaGabi Kesher is Shmir Shadib HaGoremes Shitzkayim HaKesher. Why they mischazek, Ayed Yodo mischazek as HaKesher. But here, ain't no Paul Yosef Shekesher Rishon Yitzkayim. No. Even after you finish, you have all the Rishon Kol Anib HaOnah VaOnah. Only considered to be an aniva. Trying to bring people's tefillin to riot to this yisod. And the other one for Adrabah came from this age. So they both think it's not even aniva got the kesh. Okay, so let's chazer again. He called the other posts and said it should be machal, the chazer, the truth of aniva got the kesh. But Miku didn't only an aniva. He called for a motion. The motion said, probably no problem. He didn't explain why. They say, Mr. Stanley, he meant this. It's an aniva bialma, nothing. That's this kind of a talk. Fine. Now, what about the second kind? This time is a big problem. Time is a big problem. What do you do with this? This always is an isagam. Isagam. It's a knot. And it should be us even within 24 hours. Why? Because the thing which we should compare the most is to what we call a kesher echad v'rosh achut. Right? Like we saw before, when we had it with the shoelace before, we taught her. Even I don't do that. I taught her, all the thing is, it's a kesher echad v'rosh achut with another piece, when the tie is intact, in the middle of that kesher echad v'rosh achut. So the both svarim assume that's awesome. Even though in the middle of the kesher, Rosh Hashanah, you stuck in another string. Doesn't matter, it's awesome. I found, though, an interesting aura that in the Aussie less 24 hours. It's like a double knot. Again, according to the Chumras, it's all, again, according to the Chumras Aramon. He writes over here with the Avne Nezer from yesterday. Avne Nezer suggested that Kesher Echad Baroshka, nothing's connected to anything. Should be Mutter, according to Avne Nezer. But I don't know if that's true. Because in this case, the Kesher Echad Baroshka is used to do something. What's it used to do? To put this thing through it such that it should look like a tie. The whole part of the Avne Nezer was that the Kesher Echad Baroshka was only Usser if it's going to be linked with something else. Like that Mordechai said, linked for a tfira or something. I don't know exactly what he had in mind, this may be included in that category, it's not even the court of the nation. But the only hetzer for this kind of a knot is what was called in the Shefta Shalita, that Ramah is only a chumah b'yama from the people are following him, it's only a minute, and therefore is grounds to be late. So I recommend Rabbi Yisai a Windsor tie. I don't want to get involved in style, but the Windsor tie is really mutter. At worst, Aniva got the Kesher. At best, it's just an Aniva. Not for me for more than 24 hours. Again, your das is Koveya. That's what you assume. Your das is Koveya. You decide to take it off after a dollar. You know, you normally have a minute to leave it longer. It wouldn't matter, as we pointed out a very long time ago. That's the same Lama Tetz Malachas also has that you sold. Even according to the Bialacha here, your das would be effective, and at best it's only an even bechalal, no problem. This at best is mutter according to the Avnei Nezer. That's what he suggests. The Avnei Nezer himself probably not true enough. Avnei Nezer's yisod had to do with the tefillin, right? But not so simple. I looked it up. The Avnei Nezer is assuming. Let me just first finish the thoughts. So at worst, it's also the choladeh, the fear Ramo. But if the Ramo is only a chumar b'yamar, so then you can't. I'm not coming to make my hopes. So to make tumul, the guys walk in there with a tie that made it just. We'll say the Ramo is only meant for chumar b'yamar. But I would say, if you have the ability to make ties two ways, you're a switch hitter. So then it's better to make the wind knot than to make this. Is there a name for this knot? Half knot? What's it called?
What's that all about? I'm not going to
that's it. Well, the problem is that's it. But the Chazanish says the nature of this din suppressed where it seems to be permissible not only to be to do both actually, to be called the entity matter. This is called Derech Hashkasa. It's a new cooler. Derech Hashkasa. Not considered to be untying something. You're just destroying something. If you're destroying something, it's okay. The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi compares it to Shomer Es HaChovitz. Shomer Es HaChovitz is an Akuf Mevav. We'll be discussing it in some length. The Yerushalmi compares this to Shomer Es HaChovitz. And he also says, does the Chazon Ish. This explains another Tosefta. You let it rip open. Why is there some Korea? So he says consider to be Derech Hashkasa. It's ripping it open. Derech Hashkasa is mutter. It's no chi of the rice, not even the nisa the rabbana, but Derech Hashkasa. So the one can imagine a case, and the Chazanish seems to suggest there, that if you were matter it would not be Derech Hashkasa. But if you would be chotek, it would be derech hashkasa. Here you get an impression that the matter is also for some reason derech hashkasa. I'm not exactly sure why. But it's a different effort from matter. But see, so it is that the Mishnah Berurah, the Melon Avraham, and the Yoram Tov Shlomo are not necessarily correct. Maybe it's not kulo, it's called derech hashkasa. We'll come to in our later discussion as well. I want to bring it to your attention. Okay. Narabosa. I have to correct myself. I think I made a mistake. I made many mistakes. But in describing the Bir Halacha, when we looked the very first day, I utilized an expression, Botla Daita Weitzel Kolod. I use it more than once. But you know, we just you're one guy. You're going to make it tintus to take out after Abdullah. Ah! So I use it. I thought it's a nice way to phrase it. I saw in this beautiful, beautiful sefer of Shabbos Home, interesting point. I think he's right, not wrong. So he quotes a Choveres Ora Shabbos, very first chelik, where the suggestion is made like this: the Melacha says, "Bottle daito etzel kolodim." L'chumra, what do we fakir? Should we say, "Bottle daito etzel kolodim"? What? The Bialocha says that if everyone ties something, 99.9% tie it forever, and I tie it for one day, we disregard what I have in mind. Or the other way around, everyone ties it for one day or less, and I, the Meshugana, decide I'm going to keep it for longer. What's the example he gives? This guy, I don't understand it. Did I make Feldberger? I think he sounds like he's he should know what goes on here. Huh? Right. No, I'm explaining that. He was learning the Kalyama Yeshivas. He understands, he's assuming, that every normal person ties the shoes in the morning, unties the shoes in the evening. Now, I would have thought that too. But I was told that the Dinika Yeshivas is not always that way. But let's given his fact that every normal human being ties the shoes in the morning, unties the shoes in the evening. Now, we're making this assumption. Good. Let's say I tie my shoes Shabbos morning, and I have in mind to make a mishmer Motzei Shabbos, whatever reason, and I'm going to leave these shoes on for more than 24 hours. Shabbos morning, I tie the shoes at 8:00 in the morning. I plan to make a mishmer. I'll dive in the next morning at 7:30. I'll go to sleep, I don't know, 8:15. But it will be more than 24 hours with my should we say Butla Daito and it's butter? Again, assuming that 99.9% do it that way, or not? That's a sakir. A nice sakir. I want to go to a nice sakir. So the Shabbos home says his whole assumption is incorrect. And looking again, I think he's right. I use a bad phrase. I'm the company Baruch Hashem, but still maybe a better poor phrase. It has nothing to do with Butla Daito. You look in the lashon of the base mayor, which I did, which is the Bialocha source. That's what he says. La v'dayt atalya milsa klav. Ela kol kesher she'eino osu lios niter. O me'at mamach mashen lochim. O api echreach halovesh or osa kesher. This we mentioned yesterday about the two people splitting, sharing the shoes. Kiyim is man aruch. Zemik yishol kayama. V'afilu hu mechaven la'akir ba'vayol v'li echreach eino ma'al amorid. Zulas and echreach hu b'tzad halovesh or osa kesher, as we mentioned yesterday. Nothing to do with butler daito. Ask what he calls the matzav. What do you require? The ina nitzara matzav siba shlo yia kesher liolo. That's what you need to be matter. That's been an intrinsic requirement based on the objective situation that would warrant, that would necessitate his undoing this knot within 24 hours. Nothing to do with butler daito. The Meili says, nothing to do with butler daito. The whole svar of the Beis Meir is working only in one direction. It's working in one direction to aser if the objective facts on the ground, the situation that appears to us, would warrant and not be there for more than 24 hours. Your machshava is irrelevant. The other way around, if you decide to leave it there for more than 24 hours, even though the rest of the world doesn't, it would certainly be prohibited. But it's pointing out to you, I think it's an interesting nekuda, page 203 or 4, that he chastises the use of the expression butler daito, and I think he's right. I used it too loosely just to use the expression. Okay? That's depends. If you just go once, that's nothing. You go around once, that's just nothing. You go around twice, then he says, yesh la'achmir. You shouldn't go around twice the first time. It's already maybe resembling Postal Kabbalah, perhaps. How do you explain that? So the footnote here on the bottom, which is page 7 of Zion, if you want to look it up, the footnote, the very nice footnote, footnote 10 as well, he says, thank you. page Sam of Zion, if you want to look it up, the footnote, the very nice footnote, Pesgov, he says, Chazanish is matter for need to call Kesher Derech Hashkosa. He mentioned it a few minutes ago. Whenever it's considered Derech Hashkosa, there's no problem. I forget the Mishnah Brewer, the Baba Lebron, the Barasha. It's a very interesting thing. This is what's written in the next page, in the same footnote. This column. Alright. Those who argue with such a Magan Avraham, that's why a Kesher Mamish is what is a not the nature of the Yisr. This is very careful. Interesting phraseology over here. The nature of the Yisr is that it's menatek as a tfisa. That is the nature of the Yisr. We talk about Yisr Matna with a regular knot. What it means is either to unravel the knot, or I have an impression if it's going to be a Magan Avraham, and maybe even for us, it's not the Derech Hashkasa, is to in effect undo the tightening that the knot accomplished. Therefore, I read this statement to mean not only is an issue of matir, according to these poskim, did you take a knife and cut right through the knot? I got an impression that, let's say I'll give a box of matzahs, you'll be sure about the count of these knots, you know, and you forgot to open the knot before pacing. I'm usually my job to open it before pacing. So how do I open it? With the knots, I take a scissors, and I cut the string. No one near the knot. The knot is yet cut here. Much easier. I get an impression from this sefer that that's also called knot. Because you're undoing the knot. The knot sits there. It's simply as we as girls said it. It's not accomplishing anything. It's just sitting there doing nothing. The knot is a knot. What he's saying is, what is a knot? A knot is a knot plus a string going around the box. If you cut the string, if the knot is purposeless, pointless, nothing has a certain function. I got that impression from this over here, page Samach Ches, and I got the same impression three pages later, page Ayin Aleph. Ein Torah Mitzvahes is bedafka l'gufa k'shira b'sibu k'achut shenasa. El Adar Torah Mitzvahes is gam l'tfisa shenesesa k'shira shenesesa k'shira. Okay, gam nitzvah k'achut ma'amestiyu l'tfisa zu shel kesher. Here's what he's saying. Very interesting. Now let's do another question. What if you take that box of matzah? You ever have this box of matzah come up? You never had this problem with Pesach? You have the box of shmur matzah, there's a knot around it. You know what you're going to do? What do you do? Sly. Tough. Very hard. It's made the hole. But you pull very hard on that string, you have to bend the box a little bit, crush your shmur matzahs, all right? But if you pull hard enough, you can probably get it out. What about that? Would that also be considered nitzvah kakesh, or would that be matzah? Maybe. Because once again, so they're not sitting there. It's just sitting on the floor. If strings, it's not accomplishing anything. I'm not sure how far he goes. That's, of course, relevant to our case as well. I told you already, I think it's last week. So what I do when they buy the challahs in the store and they come with the twist top, even though there are mekilim, if I was stuck, I'd be mekil, praise to the fourth row, and many could go there post it. But since, the Zalman didn't like it, Damas Yoli Asher doesn't like it, if they do in the bank, if I go twice around, so what I do is, I pull out the plastic, pull out enough, then that the plastic is here, and then the twist tie is there. But according to this saver, I don't know if I really accomplish that much. But that may also be considered, assuming that postal kavalim. Then he wants to say as follows. Even if you'll say, with respect to a regular knot, that cutting it on the side, or maybe even flying it out, I'm not sure if it goes that far, would be a violation, but that would not be true with respect to the twists. Well, maybe feel better. Why? Because over here, it's not a real knot. It's only that the Shazira is considered perhaps to be like a Keshet. So therefore, the only way that the Nisar Matir, in this particular case, is if you undo the Shazira, you unravel the twist tie. But if you pull knife and cutting, in the case of a regular knot, which is in the box of Shmur Mazis, that would be prohibited. This is more common. That's how I read what he writes on the page. Yes?
What
do you
say if you have a kasher nail on your shoe?
Question. The same shadow. The whole point of the tying of the shoe is to keep the shoe on your foot. So it's arguable. Yeah, I don't want to put words in his mouth. He's talking about cutting in a different place. But it's arguable again. The grain. You have the shoe there. And it's not quite the same as my case.
It's told me to take it.
The case. No. Case I gave with the slide of the backs of matzahs. Where I take the matzahs out. And have this bunch of strings coming out from zero. Here, not so. That knot is still make a very tight seal around the shoulder. One different, your foot's not there. But if you can loosen, you can squeeze the foot back in again, it will serve the same function. I think that's even more common. All these cases have different, slightly different nuances. Rabosa, fascinating. Fascinating. So I found, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Dalet Siv Ches says this whole Posel Kabbalah business, no way the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with it. There's no source for this Posel Kabbalah. The Migdal Ohr says it's the Yerushalmi. But if you look at the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi never said it over Mishum Kosher, the Rambam does. Talks here about Tovet. Tovet, one of the ones I don't like to talk about. The spinning, and we'll mention very briefly. But there's no sikh, does not mean it's a kosher. Chazanish points out, there's no source for this Rambam. Rabbi Kiveger, it's quoted here by the Bir Halacha, says, no, she is out of the test. I have to do Rabbi Kiveger. This is the Betzorachian. What do you do with the Mogan Abram and the Sidney Shun Yuzan, Kanim and the Rambam? The Postal Kabbalah of Chayimish and Kosher, so is the Chayimish and Matir. Also, at least with the Ramadan, it's not after that yet. But the question is, how are you not over here, Lafkia? It's called Solos, you're not here. What's going on over here? Well, Rabbi might understand Lafkia means Menate, but not the one rabble, as others explain. So, with the effect being suggested by the Kivega and his Kasha, that the Machaber. Dal Sukkas going against the Rambam. Therefore, another tzad lahaka would be in this whole shadow twist on. Maybe we don't pass that all Rambam. A source we don't really have. A mechaber seems to be a carrot going to the Kibbeh. Is it really a carrot? Not necessarily. So I think one of the Torah points out, according to the Tanishu so, of Derech Hashkasa, so Shin Yidal Ches not necessarily against the Rambam. Here they have the Derech Hashkasa. That's why it's permissible. Shidalit Siv Ches. Perhaps. Something along those lines. We'll have to discuss this later on. Okay. Fine. Now we go back to what we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. So one aura. I asked for a prize. You know, I got two prizes. One of the prizes was the first teretz in the ritva. We had three terutzim on Yireim's kasha. The Gemara says you're kosher. You have a shira at the end of the sign of the tefiris. So the Yireim asks, why chayim mishum tov mishum chayim mishum kosher? Right, so the ritva gave three terutzim. The first teretz we didn't know what it meant. I'll give you the lush quote. Kevin Shain Akshira Rakla Hamid Atfira Kashmina Lamish of Tofer Bil Chud. What does that mean? So I wasn't sure what it meant. I saw the same Marechat HaShabbos. He just Kalafiyat interprets it the same way, more or less, as I quoted you last week from the beautiful footnote on the bottom of the tour. Footnote Nun Beis. Bottom of the tour. Where he says that, look, it's a little of this, it's a little bit of that, and remember he had a whole thing, it should just serve this, because I don't know what he talked about. He explained it a little bit better. He says, since it's a combination, it's only Shel Kayame, it's a fact, it's somebody's fact. It's determination of the kosher and the tofeh. So then what should be determinant? So he said what should be determinant is the reason for the whole enterprise. In other words, the reason for the kshira is in order to keep the tefira intact. So since true, he did eat both of them together to combine to make a shokayot. The heyman I am up, because I know it's this one, not that one, that one, not this one, it's chayav shtayim, it's chayav mishnah for us. No. He said, the chayav, the one, which is the ikar. The ikar is the ultimate goal. And the kshira is only a means, that end of keeping the tefira in place. So we're going to label the whole thing as a tofer and not as a kosher. I just wanted to point out. Okay. Then, every day, Talina Kamali is Gubal de Gehoris. Yesterday, someone came to shlug me up. Okay. I had, you recall, we were discussing last week the issue of a kesher, the fourth of the Rambam, a kesher hedyo she'eno shel kayot. Right? Less than a day, let's assume, and it's also a kesher hedyo. So Rambam said it's mutter. The question was why, so I had a sefer, the Siv Chaim, the beautiful sefer, suggested it's a shiva gadol, and that's a shiva gadol. I didn't like that shot. I gave you a sort of a fancy shot. Fancy shot was, as the fourth of the Rambam, kesher hedyo, there's really nothing. All that common with kesher uman is there's a machaber, and the machaber, so then if it's a machaber, it's only going to be usher for 24 hours and not less than 24 hours. That's what I had suggested. The problem is, which was pointed out to me yesterday, that it's not going to work out well with the Taz. Because the Taz, the Fi Rashi, for the Shir, is forever. And the Taz, within the Rambam, both on the level of the Raisa and on the level of the Rabbanan, for the Shir is 24 hours. If the bar is that it's also the Shem Chibur, so the Shia Shem Tiyataz shouldn't be 24 hours. On the Rice level, maybe yes. It's just the Sky and the different Kloli. But on the Rabbana level, it should attach the switch to the Shia is forever. It's a simple kasha on my pshat, so we go back to what I mentioned earlier last week. It's a simple pshat. Simple as a whole pshat. And Chazal, what goes there, is something which has a resemblance to a Kesher, the Rice. Either it's a fixed form, Kesher Uma, or inspiration, Shal Kayama. If it's comparable in neither way, Chazal never made it say it. Sometimes the simplest child is the best child of all. That's just another hour I wanted to debate. All right. Fine. So now, Rabosa, we come to some difficult matters. What's the din? Halacha l'maisa, this question on Shabbos, l'maisa mamish. He had this pamphlet he spoke about, these disposable diapers. So, we already saw in Agos Mordechai a question, can you undo that plastic, that adhesive, which is on a kind of a tab, it's meant to be undone, and then you're gonna adhere it later to the pamphlet itself. So we suggest that the machloekas between who and who, Agos Mordechai, the two days. That the by tofer the riva asses and the rabbeniol and the rabbiyah and the rashbam based upon the rashi amater. So I told you it's svar lahakil lechol adeis. I said an original svar that I was afraid you to laugh at me. Somebody I think did laugh a little bit, but okay, I don't mind. But maybe when you go with the svar of the aruch hashulchan with Rav Moshe, that the distinction between tofer and kosher is that tofer gets stuck together so tough, so hard, so closely, you can't pull it apart, you have to ruin it. But by kosher, it's not that way. Right, that was a smirk. So then maybe these kinds of disposable diapers, which are meant to be put on the tabs and come up within a jiffy and then flash, that should be considered most kosher, where the fial of bush gets the tazel of certainly mutter, as opposed to tofer. Guess what? I found I was like a machaber to a great man. He even related that a little bit. The Simcha Bunim Cohen, who wrote in his Chumash, he writes exactly those words. Bidiyuk. He writes that according to the Svara, page 74, Ulechara, Shitas Aruch HaShulchan. But you can smash them. I'm just verbatim. My exact my same occurrence. The shame Tzvira Chal Rak the Dvorm Shetzri the Maisa Kriyal HaFridam. So you ruin the Tzvira Tzvira. The Dina Zidan Shalavina the Maisa Kriyal HaFridam Bevada Lo Kailina Lei Vahadim Alechas Tofer U Pashat Shemotter. How do you like that?
Forever.
The only story I understood properly knock it down to a Rabbon, and maybe they never go to Bechai Gavna. But they call it the Maril Diskin. The Maril Diskin is not quite fully quoted in this footnote. I didn't understand it, at least from reading it here, I didn't understand it. I did understand it from reading it in the paper by Rebbe Sachs. He quotes it a little bit more Barichas at the very beginning of the Sefer. Okay, Viral of his base. This page you already. The Maral Diskin said, he said that once you throw it into the garbage, right? The garbage already is thrown out, there's a stand landfill. Do you need that be adhered? Once it's already there, you could care less. But the Malacha Hashem is real to the strange situation. Now, you, for reasons you mentioned earlier, you really don't want the tape should close at Daikon Shabbos. That's the reason. That's the reason it'll last you for a little while until it take it out into the garbage somewhere out of your house, and then who knows, no longer affects you anymore. So, for the first, I don't know, hour, 3 hours, whatever it's going to be, probably less than 24 hours in most cases. It's trees of the goop. After that becomes an entry of the goop. So therefore, if the Maril Diskin says, all right, maybe we should suggest it's a feverish Anishal Kayama. It's on a level of trees of the goop, but Anishal Kayama. That's strange. In the middle, it becomes an entry of the goop. That's an interesting Kiddush. I understand it at least. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, other Svaris, I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought maybe I was just thick. Then I found in the Sefer, I guess he's just as thick as I am. He doesn't understand what Shlomo Zalman is talking about. And he said he asked Big Rabbanim, and they also didn't understand what it was going on. He said, who did he ask? Karelit, Rabbi Yashiv, they didn't quite understand what Shlomo Zalman meant. So I'll give you a prize again. They're arguing, I'm not even sure what he meant. It's a whole page here. I don't quite fathom. I understand. I understand. Nuances of Rav Shlomo Zalman, throw it out. Your main intention is to throw it out, not to throw it out. I don't quite understand what he means. Maybe. I'll give you another prize. Read it and else to well. Not catch any prizes too much. Okay. You can figure out what exactly he's driving. I'm not exactly sure what he means. So, all right. Okay. So now we go to the another important hour. The machloikas we had are both sides. The machloikas that we had between the very first day, second day, Hagos Mordechai, very such an important machloikas, so far-reaching the machloikas. Whether it's Firush Ein Alekiyum, whether that's Oster or Mutter, right? It's Keshesh Ein Shachayom is Mutter. What about a Tfirish Ein Shachayom? So the Rivah says, Ein Chilik. It sounds like it's a Daraisa. Whereas the Rov Rishonim, it seems to make him. Now, pointed out, I think it's an Arecha Shabbos. No, the new Sefer, the Binyan Shabbos. Oh, that's a Gemara that he said. Binyan Shabbos, Chilik Beis, has a very beautiful thing. He said, I think it's 100% right, that the Machloikis between the Rivah on one hand, and the role of Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Mordechai, the Gospel of God, on the other hand, is in fact dependent upon the Machlokas Rashi or Mishnah. Half is explicit. We saw the Gospel of Mordechai. They based it upon the Rashi, that's Memches, the Bosar, that's the Feirish. And the Gospel of Mordechai is tough to die and calls Rashbam, who calls his grandfather Rashi, who said, on that Memches, that's turned to Memches, to see the Gemara, we hear it once before. What's on that Memches? The Rashi explains in the last two, the third and fourth narrow and wide line on top. The gufa ena min achavis atmo. The amapishet butlebo ena chashet chibur. Here's the three key words. Sharei li notel omedes. The key is so in Rashi. Because whenever it's li be the tail omedes. It's meant, it's omedes. What does omedes mean? It's meant for that. That's considered to be enochibur. Enochibur is certainly not going to be chayav, and in some cases it's even mutter. The gufas achavas is mutter. The extreme from mutter to chayav? The answer is no. If linotel omedes, it's mutter. Again, can't guarantee every case to be mutter. It could be potter in some other cases, but it's certainly not going to be chayav. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, we're talking here about makav and patish, and limiting ourselves to the malach of kosher. So Rashi is the assumption for kol malachas kula. These kinds of malachas. So whenever it's linotel omedes, it's eno chibur. Memele, if Rashi is right, the Rashbam is right, and the Rabbeinu Yoel is right, and the Rabbi Yoel is right, that if you have these zuk shirats on him and all those kinds of cases, it's linotel omedes, and if it's not considered a chibur, it's going to be mutter to undo it. All right, the Rabbi Yosef said you shouldn't do it in front of an amoret, so misunderstand. But the Ikra did, it's mutter. Not only potter, something that's actually mutter. This is all what the Shitas Rashi. However, and we saw a raya was brought from the Gemara, Ayin Dalam Amid Beis. Batofesh Te Tfiris, Golo Kaimo. And the Gemara, Vahushek Shara. Huh? Meredith, right? So all the Rivah is Machmir. So I asked you a kasha last week. What will the Rivah do with this Gemara? Well, Kaima. So I gave you Teretz. Guess what? I found my Teretz also. If you look hard, you find everything. My Teretz, the Sefer Ginas Verodin. Not stop. Quoted by the Sefer Vinyan Shabbos Chelik Beis. Exactly word for what I said. Namely, what's my Teretz? Well, Kaima, he doesn't just mean you plan to unravel it, to undo it. Well, Kaima, if you just tie two stitches and you don't put a knot on the outside, it's going to unravel by itself. Oh, it's going to unravel by itself. Then the reward admits that there's a kula even by tofer of Eino Lekiyum Klal. There he admits it. Presumably that's 24 hours. That seems to be the only cutoff point. You do tefira, which will unravel in less than 24 hours, the reward would seem to, I have to admit, it's mutter, basically before she come up. At least potter, maybe even mutter. Because you can't tell what part the mother so much. But certainly not going to be tiny. I said before, Ein chilek b'chlal, b'tzvira, shalkayama, lo shalkayama. No! That's your objective that can last forever. You're going to undo it. So you're going to undo it. So by kosher, we know that's mutter, but first in the Gemara, shown it. Everyone agrees. But by tofa, he says, no! Says the Rebbe. And there's no right paket, says the Gina Tzvirodin, from the Gemara and down in the base. As I told you earlier, Mechavetu, big man. I'm not sure which Guinness brother is, a lot of Guinness brothers, but whoever it was, I'm very happy to be mechaber to him. Oh. What's the svara? Distinction between Tfira and Shira. We had spoken about it at the very beginning. We based on the fact, again, on the Aruch HaShulchan with Rav Moshe. So I saw a sharper phraseology, I think it was sharper than mine, in I think it was in the Business Shabbos again, which is as follows. He says, I think he attributes to an Avnei Nezer, Kufpe Gimel Aleph. I didn't see it there, but if you can find it, they may get another prize. That's where the Avnei Nezer, don't trust the notes of my Talmidim. That's that quotation out of it. Like this. Kesher, as we saw in Rav Moshe Aruch HaShulchan, he bases it as I do. He talks about some kind of it. Party stunt, he says. The party stunt, you throw something on someone's clothes, and the shirt turns blue, ooh, you threw it, and it says, in a minute it's gone. Even that does. I'm just wondering, according to the Klalim, which we spoke about, should there be a cooler, and I'm not saying anything about the Dina here, should there be a cooler that's less than 24 hours of some type? Once we're expanding to Kosev, as the Ramah did, at So there calls it the Magamish to compare one to the other, from Iskayim. So if I undo it less than 24 hours, it's mutter. I would say it should be a Kal v'chomer. If it undoes itself less than 24 hours, it should be mutter. Think about that for a minute. It sounds too good to be true. I haven't seen it anywhere in print. Nowhere. Fine, so you still get a prize for this one. But if I'm wrong, the question is why? Maybe I may be right, no one wants to say it. Maybe you'll leave with schus in some of the toim that are described in the various.